Alpha 7 Japan, mobile.
Hey, Bob. How you doing, buddy? In Gerald TR. Headed to the water department to pay the bill here in a minute.
You're doing well. Well, I'm just heading back from Wally World. I had to pick up a prescription for my dad and a couple of items, so going to head home, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
Not doing too much today. I got to go to the dentist and kind of, I don't know if it's a sore tooth or a spot on my gum since they cleaned them the other day. And so I'm going to go down there and get it checked out. Joy. And that's about it. But I'm going to be out of contact here for, oh, probably a minute or two, Bob, because I got to pull in here and pay this at the window. Good to hear you, buddy. ND7J and 0TR.
Oh, good to hear you. Excuse me. I got about 3 miles to go, so I'll be around. ND7J, mobile.
Hey, K4 of UWA. How are you, big guy? I just thought I'd pop in there and say, hey, how's things going?
What's that? Just busy. Getting ready for the convention, doing a little bit of work. Haven't been doing a lot of that, but in any event. And working around the house, just getting things, you know, brought back up to date after the winter.
Yeah, I hear you. You got your swimming pool all done, didn't you?
It's up and running, crystal clear, about 87 degrees, and almost maintenance free.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Well, so, what convention are you talking about? Is that up in Ohio?
Pass. I'm talking about the convention.
Scratchy there. Try it again.
The W4 DFCC convention.
Okay. Y'all have already started prep on that?
In February. So we had a meeting in Disney Forge.
Okay. I made it last year for the whole show, and that's where I saw that Trans World antenna. I still haven't bought one, but I sure would like to find one used. So if you run across anybody with that Trans World antenna that you guys had up there in the back of the hotel, man, I'd love to get my hands on one of those used.
I don't know if I find two, because I would probably buy one myself just to try it for a while and see what it does. But, yeah, I'll let you know. I've got some antennas at home I'm probably going to part with.
Well, I just saw that Trans World as a really, really solid possibility for POTA.
No, I've got a 3-element step IR, and I've got a C31 that I'm thinking about just parting ways with. Find somebody that will put it up and give it to her someplace.
When I see if I had to put up that Mosley, I'd have probably tried to jump on that. But that Mosley is just doing me such a good job. Man, I tell you, it's just good. So, anyhow, I'm happy with it. Well, in the meantime, I'll let you go and let you catch Tom back in there again. And like I said, I just want to say, hey, so, are you going to participate in any of the field day with the Greer Club at all?
I put anything down at Greer. For a while, maybe on Saturday and Sunday morning, maybe.
Okay, yeah, I was just curious. I'm going up to Dave's, and, since I got that 2500 diesel, they've asked me to pull that trailer of his down to the site for the field day this Saturday. So, anyhow, I thought maybe I'd see you over there. So, well, anyhow, in the meantime, 73 Spud, pick up Tom again, and I'll talk to you later. KN4, BWA, have a good day. 73.
I'll see you later, Steve. NT7J Mobile.
I want to tell you that that new antenna that you sent me the stuff on really works well. I'm happy with it. Seems like the counterpoise wires kind of get slack now and then. I put a wedge in there to keep them tight. I might need some more insulators in it. What'd you use for insulators in it, Bob? Send your OTR.
Are you talking about the little separators? I think so. Well, I've done it two different ways. I've used PVC, half-inch PVC with holes drilled in it. And then the next time around, I used the black underground sprinkler system pipe, which works really nice because you can see to drill holes. The PVC worked well too, but either one of those will work. That's what I use.
My kids used old Ron Dr. Greer. They may have some of that underground pipe. I'll check with them on that. I use some packing that's plastic that come with a new TV, and it works pretty well. But I've down on the very end of it, I have where it terminates, I've put some wedges in there to keep the slack out. But it just seems to tune right up to 30 meters real good, and even above that, I haven't tried it very much above that. But for a vertical, it works good.
And the only problem with using PVC or black underground pipe, when you drill the holes, you got to undo the whole thing to put those separators in, because the wire's got to pass through the hole.
It'll be over 100 degrees the rest of the week you're up in that area, so there's no hurry on it. That's a winter ban anyway, so I'm not that worried about it. But really, really pleased with the way it operates. Phil come over and looked it over and took some pictures of it before NGU, and he seems to think he might put one of those up later on.
They will be surprised if that really happens. Phil does a lot of has a lot of antennas, but I don't think he's got all of them up. But if he does, that would be great. That antenna works good.
Well, he has the trees over there. I know he had one humongous tree taken out. But at any rate, he seemed to think you guys had real good luck with it up on the mountain. I haven't used it for DX yet. Like last night, I worked Zimbabwe, but I was listening to him on it, on 40. And then I went to the Super Loop, and I worked him with the Super Loop instead because he's a couple of S units higher. But really, it's not cut for 40 necessarily. But tune's real good, and the SWR's low, so what the heck, I could have used it. But Zimbabwe kind of stretches your antenna, so I worked that, and then another, I think that was a Russian de-expedition. Kind of irks me to work Russians right now because of what they're doing, but I don't think the ham radio operators participate in that stuff, so if they're there and they're on CWI, I work them, because it's usually just a contact. And then I worked one other one there, two other ones last night. There really wasn't much on at all.
Right up and down, it's summertime, everybody's out playing and stuff. Tom, I'm backing into the driveway here. I got some groceries I got to put in the house. And go across the street with my neighbors. I'm doing a little paint job for them. And put a second coat on this one wall, and then I'll be done. Good to talk to you. I hope you enjoy the antenna. Yeah, it's worked great for me. And we put one up at Fred's on the mountain, so that was working good, and now yours is working. So looks like all together. Tom, you and Bernice both have a day. N0R and D7J. 73.
73, Bob, and I hope Dad's feeling good. And we'll talk to you later. ND7J, N0TR is clear and QRT.